Attorney General Gonzalez, who testified today. Should he be let go?
Well, I think he ought to resign. I noticed several of our prominent leaders in both, at least the Democrats, including Hillary, have asked him to resign. I think that, you know, he obviously loves the president and he's tried to serve him faithfully. Sometimes the worst thing you can do for a president is to tell them what they want to hear. And you know, I told people when I was president that if no one would ever be fired, demoted, or exiled for telling me something I didn't want to hear. If all I needed was what I wanted to hear, I could govern by computer. You need people that give you the whole deal. But I think he's been loyal to President Bush, and I understand why President Bush is reluctant to let him go. I don't think he ought to force the president to fire him. I think he's had a long and good run here. And if what I saw coming out of Senator Spector today and others is right, and there's a lot of opposition to him in the Congress, and these cases raise real troubling questions, these U.S. attorney firings, best thing he could do for this president that he serves so loyally is to step aside.
Are you surprised at where Senator Obama's come from?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Not knowing what I know about the way the media culture works and the way the press coverage has been. He's a very gifted man politically. And I'm not sorry that surprised that John Edwards is doing as well as he is. I get how this process works.
Are you concerned for your wife?
No. No, I'm really proud of her. I think that, you know, I believe she'd be the best president by a good long stretch for all kinds of obvious reasons, or at least they're obvious to me. But she also genuinely loves her job in the Senate. You know, she's not. Some people who run for president can't wait to get out of the Senate or out of whatever other job she's got. She loves it. She's still doing it. She's still going to her committee meetings, going to upstate New York, and trying to run for president as well. So for her personally, she's going to be fine regardless. I think it'd be best for the country if she were elected president. But if the voters make another choice, she's a great senator and she loves her job and we'll have a good life.